Republicans opposing Donald Trump may face a choice soon. It's whether they can support him if he wins the party's nomination. As Trump won the Florida primary this week, we encountered Dr. Farouk Saeed. He just cast a ballot for a Republican he described as not Donald Trump.
He's used to his corporation and his companies where he is the ultimate guy and nobody really goes against him. And that doesn't really work for a country.
The Pakistani-American doctor calls many of Trump's statements racist and said he doesn't know anybody who endorses such views.
You know, it's quite shocking to see the voting results showing the very opposite.
This Republican says a Trump nomination would force him to vote for a Democrat or not at all. Trump is also on the mind of Republican voter Jennifer Boehm, a stay-at-home mom we met in a Tampa, Florida park.
He's not someone I'd want my children role modeling after. I don't like how he's talked about women. There's a lot of things. I would be ashamed to be like, I'm Republican, and, you know, to say, and Trump represents what I think, because I don't agree with him at all. Is Trump a pig? No comment?
Well.
This week, Boehm's candidate Marco Rubio was knocked out of the race. Listen as she ponders what to do now if Donald Trump faces a Democrat.
If that was what I was left with, I think I'd like cry. I can't get past it. I feel like Hillary lies a lot and that she kind of fluctuates based on what's popular and expected of her. But I think Bernie's kind of far out and he's, wow. I guess if it was between Hillary and Bernie, I'd say I'd go with Bernie. And I think if it was between Bernie and Trump, I'd end up going with Trump. And I don't like it. Like, that tastes like vinegar, but that's probably what I'd do. Y'all saw that was agonizing for me, though. I did not like this question. This is not what I want.
Florida Republican Jennifer Boehm.